Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 1. God's Move in Man's History for the Carrying Out of His Eternal Economy. Monday, Related Verses. Ephesians 1, verses 4 through 5 and 9 through 10. Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before Him in love, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Verses 9 through 10. Making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in Him. Revelations 11, verse 15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever. Isaiah 2, verse 4. And He will judge between the nations, and will decide matters for many peoples, and they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning knives. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, nor will they learn war any more. Isaiah 11, verse 4. But He will judge the poor in righteousness, and decide with equity for the afflicted of the land. And He will strike the land with the rod of His mouth, and with the breath of His lips He will slay the wicked. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our admonition, unto whom the ends of the ages have come. Related reading. The central thought of 1 and 2 Chronicles is, first, to give us a full chronology of God's move in man's history by including the genealogy from Adam to Samuel, indicating that God's move in man's history to prepare the way for God to carry out His eternal economy in humanity by becoming a man that man may become God is not a matter that concerns only the history of God's elect, but a matter that concerns the history of the entire race of mankind. The central point of view in 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings is the chosen people of God, but in 1 and 2 Chronicles, it is the entire race of mankind. This needs a lineage not from Samuel, but from Adam to Christ, which corresponds to the genealogy of Christ as recorded in Luke 3, not as presented in Matthew 1. The view in Matthew 1 is narrow and is limited to Israel. The view in Luke 3 is broad and includes all of mankind. This is a strong evidence that the coming Christ as the embodiment of God is not only for the one race chosen by God, but for the entire human race created by God. We need to see that God's move is in man's history. We need to believe that God has been moving and is still moving in and through man's history. I can testify from my observation of the world situation since 1918 and from my study of the prophecies in the Bible that God surely moves in man's history. Let us consider the dispute over Palestine. Who is the landlord, the rightful owner of the good land? Israel or the Arabs? God is the landlord of Palestine, and only He can solve the problem concerning this land. I believe that while the statesmen are negotiating over the ownership of the good land, the Lord is in the heavens laughing. Soon the Lord Jesus may come back and settle this matter. When He comes, He may say to the statesmen of the world, "This is not your business, it is my business." The chronology in 1 and 2 Chronicles indicates that God's move in man's history is to prepare the way for God to carry out His eternal economy in humanity by becoming a man that man may become God. If this cannot be accomplished, there is no way to solve the problems of today's world situation. All the problems on this earth are waiting for one thing, for a good number of men to become God-men. This matter concerns not only the history of God's elect Israel, but also the history of the entire race of mankind. Ephesians 1 verse 4 tells us we all were chosen by God before the foundation of the world. We praise the Lord for choosing us in Christ before the foundation of the world. This world has many fundamental problems that man cannot solve. They can only be resolved when the Lord comes again. The first thing that will be resolved when he comes again will be justice. Isaiah 11 verse 4 says that in the future, the world will be filled with justice and righteousness. Second, when the Lord comes again, all the wars in this world will be over. Isaiah 2 verse 4 says that when the Lord comes back again, all the swords will be beaten into plowshares, and all the spears will be turned into pruning knives. Revelation 11 verse 15 says that one day all the nations of the earth will become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Then no government will oppress its people. Then the earth will be filled with righteousness and justice. Without the second coming of the Lord, salvation will not be complete.